Hello, this is Dr. Sandra Cabot. I'd like to talk to you today about the new COVID-19 coronavirus. Today is the 23rd of March 2020. And wow, our lives have really changed in the last 2 weeks. A lot of us are left confused, anxious, and wondering what is going to happen next. So I'd like to share my perspective, and hopefully it will be reassuring and helpful to you. I understand if you're feeling anxious about yourself and your family members. I too am very cautious about this new virus and am taking extra precautions, like any sensible person would do. I have an elderly mother, aged 92, and I'm isolating her and taking great precautions so she doesn't contact this virus. And at the moment, that's the best thing we can do. So let's talk a little bit about this virus. Fascinating subject, albeit quite scary. Now, the COVID-19 virus is a coronavirus, and it has a type of genetic code sequencing called RNA. It is a new or novel virus that emerged in December 2019 when it first jumped from animals to humans. It developed the ability to infect humans from animals. Now, the human immune system does not recognize COVID-19. And this is why humans cannot build protective immunity against it quickly. In contrast, the influenza virus has a genetic DNA RNA code that makes it easily recognized by the human immune system. So your immune system can spring to your defense quickly. The more recently you have had a bout of influenza, the better your new seasonal flu immunity will be. You get immunity against the influenza virus either by exposure to a seasonal flu virus or by getting a flu shot. New or novel viruses like COVID-19 come from animals. And these viruses usually only transfer from animal to animal, such as from pigs to pigs in the case of H1N1 virus. In 1918, the Spanish flu or influenza epidemic, or was a pandemic, was the most severe pandemic in recent history and was caused by an H1N1 virus with genes of avian or bird origin, and it jumped from birds to humans. It killed millions of people. Now, if one of these animal viruses mutates, in other words, changes its genetic material, RNA or DNA, it then becomes able to transfer from animals to humans. Wow! Then the drama begins. This is because humans have no natural or acquired immunity, because the RNA sequencing of the genes inside the virus isn't human. If the human immune system doesn't recognize this new enemy, it cannot fight it. It cannot fight it at all. It has become a stealth virus. Scary, right? Now, the viral mutation may only allow transfer from animal to human, and it may stay this way for years. However, viruses are clever and are designed to keep mutating. And finally, it will mutate into a form that allows transfer from human to human. Now, we have a new contagious phase, and that's what's happening with COVID-19 now. The coronavirus only existed in animals for an unknown period of time, until it got its chance to mutate at an animal market in Wuhan, China, in December 2019. Unfortunately, this enabled it to jump from animals to people. Initially, only animals could give it to a human. But in just 2 weeks, it mutated again and achieved the ability to jump from human to human. Thus, this slippery virus became a stealth virus. This COVID-19 coronavirus had never before been a human virus, so humans had no natural or acquired immunity. This was a viral once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and it spread rapidly with no barriers. No wonder we currently have no drugs or vaccines to fight it. Unfortunately, COVID-19 mutated in such a way that gave it the ability to cause severe damage to human lungs. COVID-19 is very different from seasonal influenza, or H1N1, or the common cold virus, in that it can rapidly destroy the air sacs in the lungs, and the patient drowns in their own secretions. These air sacs are called alveoli, and normally they're full of air, from which we absorb the oxygen through the alveoli into our blood vessels, which then carry oxygen to our cells. If the air sacs are full of fluid, we cannot absorb oxygen, and we go into respiratory failure. Worryingly, COVID-19 has already mutated again, and we now have two strains to combat, strain S and strain L. This increases the challenge for virologists to make an effective vaccine. So what can we do? Well, immediate and rapid closings of public crowded places is important and helped in the past to stop new pandemics. Indeed, during the Spanish flu in 1918, Philadelphia and Baltimore were reluctant to close events, and they were the hardest hit in the United States. COVID-19 is a new enemy with a huge propensity to change its genetic characteristics again. So we have to deal with unpredictability. But we are prepared. We're much smarter now than we were in 1918. So let's look at some of the coronavirus prevention and fighting strategies that we could consider. First of all, I encourage all people to keep their immune system strong with good nutrition, adequate rest, and specific supplements. Just be smart, but don't be too anxious, as stress will weaken your immune system, and you know your immune system is quite strong if you nurture it. Also, the mortality rates from COVID-19 are not that high. It's estimated to be from 0.3% to 1%, which compared to influenza is 0.1%. So it's not that much more. The really scary coronaviruses are the SARS virus with a mortality rate of 10% and the MERS virus with a mortality rate of 34%. So we're not dealing with the pandemic of those, so we can be thankful for that. Now, the COVID-19 virus, if it is going to kill us, does this by obstructing our respiratory pathways or our respiratory tract with thick mucus that hardens or solidifies and blocks the airways and the air sacs, these little alveoli, which you can Google and see pictures of. They are in the lungs, and then we can't absorb oxygen. So if we can thin the mucus and reduce the outpouring of fluid in the air sacs, we will have a better chance of surviving. What are some general tips to achieve this? Well, stay well hydrated. Drink plenty of hot or warm liquids throughout the day to keep your mouth moist and to wash any of the virus that has entered your mouth into your stomach, where hydrochloric acid will kill it before it can get to your lungs. Hydrochloric acid is a very good antibiotic. It will kill most viruses and most bacteria. So stomach acid is a good thing. We want to stay well hydrated so that virus can be flushed into the stomach. We can also gargle with an antiseptic in warm water, like freshly made ozone water, organic apple cider vinegar, sea salt dissolved in warm water, or fresh lemon juice twice daily. We definitely need to look at our hygiene and become a clean freak. COVID-19 virus can attach itself to clothes, gloves and hair, so take a bath or shower when you get in from the street. Before you sit down in your house, try to go straight to the bathroom or shower. Thankfully, COVID-19 is not hard to kill and is destroyed by any detergent or soap. If you cannot wash your clothes every day, hang them in the direct sunlight, which also neutralizes the virus. Clean surfaces very carefully, especially metallic surfaces, because the virus can remain viable or alive on these surfaces for up to 9 days. Be very aware of touching surfaces, particularly at crowded places like gas stations or escalators, stairs, handrails and door handles. And indeed, it's a good idea to wear disposable gloves in such places. Wash your hands frequently, ideally every 20 minutes, using any soap that foams. Do this for 30 seconds. Wash your hands thoroughly. Avoid touching your face until you've washed your hands. But one good thing is you can still cuddle your pet. You won't catch it from your dog or cat. Try and improve your diet. Eat plenty of fresh raw fruits and vegetables, as well as cooked vegetables. Raw fruits and vegetables will bump up your vitamin C levels. And we know that vitamin C helps to fight all infections, including viral infections. Don't forget about minerals. You know, I've been studying minerals for over 40 years, and they help immune function. Don't be deficient in the minerals selenium and zinc. They have antiviral properties. Also, vitamin D. You don't want to be low in vitamin D, so take a supplement and spend some time in the sun. If you feel unwell, stay home. And if you have symptoms of a cold or sore throat, go to a testing center and ring your doctor first to find the closest testing center to you. Practice social distancing, keeping 1.5 meters away from other people. If you feel a sore throat coming on, attack it immediately. The virus enters your body through the mouth often and remains for 3 or 4 days within the throat before it passes into the lung. So this is an opportunity to gargle with the natural antiseptics we've talked about. If you have any questions, you can email us from our website, sandracabot.com. Stay strong, stay smart, don't panic, and maybe enjoy the rest and the time you get to spend with your family. This is Dr. Sandra Cabot, and I hope you found this helpful.